Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Philadelphia Phillies and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Phillies. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Tony Taylor. Batting second. The second baseman, Denny Doyle. Batting third. The right fielder, Byron Brown. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Darren Johnson. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Rick Joseph. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Larry Heil. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Larry Bowa. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Ryan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Chris Short. Pitching for the Philadelphia Phillies, Chris Short. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting second. The second baseman, Glenn Beckert. Batting third. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jim Hickman. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Cleo James. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jack Hyatt. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Johnny Callison. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ken Holtzman. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Ken Holtzman. And now, play ball. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a pop-up towards first. Hickman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Denny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Byron Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown strikes out. Two outs. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. James settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Phillies nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger takes first base on ball 4. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kessinger moves to second. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Johnson fields it and throws to second for the out. Kessinger moves to third. One out. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman hits a fly ball towards left. Joseph settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Joseph. Kessinger tags and scores. Williams tags and moves to second. It's 1-0, Cubs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Williams scores. Hickman moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Cubs. Cleo James is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. James hits a fly ball into left field. Joseph settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Hyatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hyatt hits a line drive into center field. Heil settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Rick Joseph is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joseph strikes out. One out. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Larry Bowa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowa hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger makes the out and then fumbles the ball. That's an error on Kessinger. Bowa moves to second. two outs. Mike Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan takes first base on ball four. Chris Short is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Short hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Phillies nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Joseph. Callison reaches second base with a double. Ken Holtzman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holtzman takes first base on ball four. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0-0 in the game. With a walk, Kessinger bunts towards the mound. Short fields it and throws to first for the out. Callison moves to third. Holtzman moves to second. One out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bauer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a line drive towards first. Johnson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-1 in the game. Taylor hits a line drive into right field. Callison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Denny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Doyle hits a fly ball into center field. James settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Byron Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Phillies nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Hickman hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Taylor fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cleo James is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. James is 0-for-1 in the game. James hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Joseph who is chasing the ball. James reaches third base with a triple. Jack Hyatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hyatt is 0-for-1 in the game. Hyatt hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. James scores. It's 3-0, Cubs. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Callison hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Short scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Callison for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rick Joseph is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joseph is 0-for-1 in the game. Joseph hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnson moves to second. Larry Hile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hile is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hile strikes out. One out. Larry Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 0-for-1 in the game. Bauer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Phillies nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ken Holtzman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holtzman is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Holtzman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bauer fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Rick Wise now pitching. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bauer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Kessinger moves to second. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Mike Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Ryan strikes out. One out. Rick Wise is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wise hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Cubs. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-2 in the game. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Holtzman fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Denny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Doyle hits a fly ball into center field. James settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Phillies 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Hickman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Santo takes first base on ball 4. Hickman moves to second. Cleo James is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. James is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. James bunts towards third. Taylor fields it and has Hickman trapped. There's the throw to Bauer who tags Hickman for the out. Santo moves to second. One out. Jack Hyatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hyatt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hyatt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bauer fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Phillies 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Byron Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-2 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Rick Joseph is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joseph is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Joseph hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Santo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Phillies 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Callison hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ken Holtzman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holtzman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Holtzman bunts, foul, towards first. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Kessinger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Callison moves to third. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Callison scores. Kessinger moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 4-1, Cubs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-3 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Johnson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Williams for the out. Kessinger moves to third. Beckert moves to second. Two outs. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Hickman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kessinger scores. Beckert scores. It's 6-1, Cubs. Fred Wens now pitching. Jim Hutto now playing left field. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Santo strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Phillies 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Larry Hile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hile is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hile takes first base on ball 4. Larry Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 0-for-2 in the game. Bauer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hile moves to second. Mike Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Ryan hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Hutto is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hutto hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Phillies 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Cleo James is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. James is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. James hits a line drive into center field. Hile settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Hyatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hyatt is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hyatt hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Callison hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hyatt moves to second. Ken Holtzman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holtzman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Holtzman bunts towards first. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first, with Doyle covering, for the out. Hyatt moves to third. Callison moves to second. Two outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bauer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Phillies 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-3 in the game. Taylor hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Taylor reaches second base with a double. Denny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Doyle hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Holtzman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Taylor moves to third. Byron Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Brown strikes out. One out. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. James settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Taylor tags and scores. Two outs. It's 6-2, Cubs. Terry Harmon pinch hits for Fred Wentz. Terry Harmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harmon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Phillies 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Dick Selman now pitching. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Beckert takes first base on ball 4. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-4 in the game. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Beckert moves to second. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 3 RBIs. Hickman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Beckert scores. Williams moves to third. It's 7-2, Cubs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Santo is called out on strikes. One out. Cleo James is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. James is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. James bunts towards third. Taylor fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Williams scores. Hickman moves to second. It's 8-2, Cubs. Jack Hyatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hyatt is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Hyatt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bauer fields it and throws to second for the out. Hickman moves to third. Two outs. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. Callison hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Hickman scores. Hyatt moves to second. It's 9-2, Cubs. Ken Holtzman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holtzman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Holtzman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hyatt scores. Callison moves to third. It's 10-2, Cubs. Barry Lurch now pitching. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doyle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 10, and the Phillies 2. The Phillies will come to bat. Larry Hile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hile is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hile strikes out. One out. Larry Bowa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowa is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bowa hits a line drive towards short. Kessinger reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Ryan hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hyatt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 10, and Philadelphia Phillies, 2. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.